have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. We're so ecstatic on tonight. Amen. Listen, God is putting laughter in the lives of his people.
God said he's giving you your laughter back. Amen. Some of you are getting ready to get your laughter back. I'm going to say that again in just a few minutes, but I want y'all to know we're super excited on tonight. Amen. For another word. Hallelujah. We're keeping it real with Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. Amen. Amen. Go ahead. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Y'all know I'm upbeat. So when I'm so upbeat, I was looking for my song. Open your mouth and say something, all right? You know, because I be wanting to dip on that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. When I move, you move just like that. Come on. Amen. So I was listening. I was waiting on that. Amen. I just be excited about opening up your mouth and saying something, because I know that when we open our mouths and say something that means something, that is something, that is positively, absolutely a word from the mouth and the throne room of God. Listen, it has to happen. It has to manifest. And we are looking at things manifesting right before our eyes. So we are excited about that. Hallelujah. So y'all go ahead, call a neighbor. Text a neighbor, text a friend. Let them know that I'm on the air tonight. Let them know that I am here with you guys for as long as I can be, amen. And we're going to make things happen tonight. We're going to make sure that we came to get what God has for us on tonight, amen. Hallelujah. So listen, I want to go ahead and give a great shout out to my husband. Hallelujah. My friend, Bishop James A. Hunter. I give God praise for him on tonight. I give God praise tonight for Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elations family. Come on, y'all give them a hand clap of praise. Come on, clap your hands all over the building. Come on, clap your hands all over this line. Amen, amen, amen. We're excited again. Hallelujah. For all that God is doing through these great people. Amen. And how he's using them for such a time as this. So listen, tonight, God has something simply with you in mind. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us go into a word of prayer. And also, after we pray, let me know if you can hear me well or not. Father, we thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for meeting us tonight, Father. We ask that on tonight that you would give us a life-changing word that will help catapult us into our next, a word that will shift us, oh God, a word that will change our whole trajectory. Father, we thank you on tonight for things that where we have been lacking in, God. The word will make us progress forward. It will not hinder our walk with you, oh God, but it will help us get into right standings with you. So, Lord, we bless you on tonight. We thank you for these your people that are on here, those that will come back by replay. Father God, we thank you tonight for what you're doing in the earth through us. Hallelujah. As your vessels, these and other blessings we ask in your son, Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. So, listen, I hope y'all have y'all Bibles. Y'all better have them paperback Bibles because it's going to be needed. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? What if the 5G stopped working? What if when they shut down all of the power, you know, off the power grid, they shut all this stuff down. Will you still be able to go to your cell phones? And, you know, some of you may have generators. I got a generator. Okay. But what if you can't afford every day to put gas in that generator? Come on. What are you going to do? You need the word. David said, hide the word in your hearts so that you don't sin against God. So you're going to have to hide his word in your heart, right? That means in order to hide the word, you got to know the word. You got to read the word in order to know the word. All right, now y'all get the point. So you're going to have to read this. You got to study to show yourself approval, a workman that needed not be ashamed, right? Amen. So we're going to have to do some more studying. We're going to have to let it, we're going to have to digest that word and let it sink in, right? And then we can be able to live by it, even when the day comes when they take all the paperback Bibles and there's no word for you to read. The word is already in you. Come on here. If you're preparing yourself with the word, if you're applying, and if you're watering the word that's in your belly, come on here. They won't be able to take that up out of you, but they will be able to take it if you don't read it. They will be able to take the cell phones with the word downloaded on. They'll be able to take that from you. So let's learn to read a chapter a day. You read a chapter a day. I heard somebody say maybe in 365 days in a year you have read the whole Bible. Listen, I don't want to read the whole Bible in a year with no clarity, no understanding. Come on here. I want to read with the understanding. And in order to read with the understanding, you're going to have to ask God to help you. Right? I mean, I love to read. I'm an avid reader. But sometimes I have to read something more than two times, three times for it to sink in. You know, because I want to really let it sink in. Because, see, you know how we can read something and then, oh, it's so good to us. But, you know, it doesn't sink in. You don't, you know, you don't oftentimes say that thing you read verbatim. But you may have to go back and read it more than one time, and then it begins to sink. Then you can say it verbatim. Then you have learned it. Then you could call it for what it is, right? And with a surety that you, because you know that word. So with as with the chapters, read them, read the chapters. But first ask God, pray over it. Father, as I begin to go into your word, help me to dissect your word. Help me to learn it line upon line, precept upon precept. Show me what you mean in this word. Show me in this chapter. What is it that I'm to get as my for my personal self? What is it that you want to show me as an individual in this word? Then show me what you want me to convey to your people. You know, give me illustration. Give me understanding. Give me wisdom. Help me to not understand the timing of when it was written and why it was written. Help me to put it in context. Amen. Because sometimes God give you an ending of a word before you get the beginning, right? So, you know, you need to ask him for his wisdom and his knowledge and his understanding. Is that all right? Glory to God. So I guess some of y'all don't, you know, follow order, follow the rules. I asked somebody to text me and let me know if you can hear me. I don't know if anybody can hear me well or not. But anyway, I'm going on with Jesus just the same. Amen. So we oftentimes, you know, we pray to God. We pray to God with no understanding. We pray to God just saying repetitious things and throwing words all out there, like, you know, just saying all kinds of stuff and you know, talking in the air, in the wind, like you talk to some of your homies. With no understanding again, no clarity again, just talking. But how many of you know that when you pray, your prayer life is a communication between you and the Father? And so therefore, you don't, we're not asking you to pray like you, you know, that you want one of these theologians. You know what I'm saying? Because God even got sick of them. You know what I'm saying? Because they prayed vain prayers. They prayed repetitious prayers. They prayed, they prayed like they had it all so good, and they knew everything, and they were so deep and wonderful, you know? And so, and that's why the prayer was given in Matthew, a very simple prayer. It was simple read, but a lot of us still don't follow it. Oh, yes, Lord, have mercy. I done said a whole lot right there. It's a very simple prayer. But we don't follow that prayer, right? And then you have some people come and they want to go into the demonic portals and the demonic realms and all of that, and they ain't even got a realm with God for themselves, but they all in these other realms and stuff. You know what I'm saying? They so deep and wonderful, they can pray the sky up out of the moon. They can pray the moon up out of the sky. They can pray rain up out of the trees. They can pray rain from the Lord. Have mercy. Y'all follow what I'm trying to tell you tonight. So, but I just want to be relevant. Somebody say, I just want to be relevant. When I pray, I want God to hear my heart. Mm-hmm. I don't care nothing about nothing else. I want him to hear me. Lord, here is my humble cry. Hear me, oh God. Amen. So we're going to talk tonight about prayer. Amen. And the instructions on prayer and praying with simplicity. Because the prayer in Matthew 6 is simple. But we still don't mean what we're saying, right? So we just bless the Lord and all that he's doing for you. You know, a lot of you are going through what is right now a transition. Even in your faith is being tested. And sometimes you wonder why, God, when I pray, I don't see the manifestations as fast as others. God, why is it that when I pray, I'm not getting the results that I want to see, or I'm not getting the answers that I want to have? Okay, God, I follow what the preacher told me to a T. Mm-hmm. And I didn't deter from what the preacher said. Okay, well, let me ask you this. But did what the preacher tell you line up with the word of God? That's what I'm going to ask you. Because oftentimes, what we have to understand is this. Not oftentimes, but all the time, we have to understand that in our prayer life, if you don't pray the word of God, you're going to miss it. He hastens over his word to perform it. If you pray his word, you'll get the result. If you pray his will, you'll see the result. If you pray his word, you're going to get the result because Jesus is the word. God is the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. And the word was with God, right? So God is his word. So when you begin to pray his word, there you'll find him, right? And then it also tells you in Matthew's about seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What is his righteousness? What is his ways? What are his attributes? You're going to have to know his ways in order to begin to seek him. You're going to have to know what he don't like, what he says not to do. You need to know what bothers him, what gets on his nerves. You need to know what aggravates him or agitates his spirit. You need to know so that you don't do those things, right? Amen. And even when you don't know, he don't hold you to account of that, but he will hold you in account of the things that you do know, right, and then you continue to do them. So that's like calling it willfully sinning. When you willfully sinning and you know it's wrong, and yet you continue to do it day after day, day after day, day after day, and you think God doesn't pay attention, he's paying attention. And everything that you're doing is being recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. So on tonight, we're going to go into the word of the Lord. And I hope y'all are ready. Amen. Because God is speaking. He never shuts up. I don't understand how y'all could say, well, I ain't heard nothing. He ain't saying nothing. Well, he may not be talking to you because you're not listening. He may not be saying nothing to you because you're not paying attention. But for those of you who are paying attention, I know that God is speaking. I know that God is saying something because why he says something to me. All right. Lord, have mercy. You know, it is what it is, people of God. Come on, let's get in where we fit in on tonight. And if you don't have no prayer life, I don't expect you to understand what I'm talking about. But if you got a prayer life, I expect you to understand what I'm saying. Amen. Glory to God. Is that all right tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited, as I always am. You know what excites me? The word of the Lord. You know what excites me? Him moving in the earth. Hallelujah. Through us. You know what excites me? People getting healed, delivered, and set free. That's what matters to me. Not you people who want to always create confusion and mess and drama, lying and stealing and cheating and trying to get ahead of folks. Oh, Lord have mercy. Now, that bothers my nerves. But, you know, listen, we got to, you know what we're doing now? We're just silencing y'all out because we understand that y'all don't want God like we want God. Y'all don't want to do what it takes to have God and keep God. Some of you willing to let God go. Oh, Lord have mercy. But to please somebody else who's on their way to hell in a handbasket. Oh, I said it. It could be your husband. It could be your uncle and them, your auntie and them, your cousins. You want to please them so much, so you are risking you dying and going to hell and forgetting about all of you got other family members that need salvation. Listen, it is time for us to zoom in and stop zooming out. Y'all are going to sleep. You've been sleeping too long, and you need to stay woke because you are causing a generation to fall into the hands of the enemy. And then you want to say, well, this has just been a generational curse over my family. Well, if it's been a generational curse and you know it's a curse, why are you allowing the curse to keep continuing to go on? Why? It's because you're not trying to do anything about it. Why? Because you're not walking in the like you're supposed to walk. Why? It ain't that because some of you have been taught. Some of you just lazy. You're lazy, and you're not trying to put your best foot forward. You're trying to please people. And don't you know people ain't got a heaven or hell to put you in? Some of them ain't got a house to put you in. You get on your on bad terms tonight. Get out of your house and see if you can go to their house on tonight. The ones you looking up to, the ones you would rather die and go to hell for, see if they can house you. See if they can help you. See if they can give you $100. See if they can put you up in a hotel for a week. No, they can't do it. They ain't going to do it. They can't do it. And they ain't going to do it, right? I thought not. So, but you will let that stop you from getting all that you can get in God. Stop you from growing in the things of God. Stop you from being who God called you to be. Stop you from being who God designed you to be. Stop you from praising your God because you were created to praise him. Stop you, Lord have mercy, for getting all the gifts and letting none lie dormant. Oh, God have mercy on tonight. I wish I had a praying church and who says that I'm never, ever will I let people dictate to me who God is in my life. I know who I serve, whom I serve, and I know whose I am. You got to know that you are bought with a price, no matter who come in your life, no matter who goes out of your life. Listen, you better thank God they gone. You better be glad they gone. Because guess what? Listen, I have been telling you and preaching, and y'all can go back on these broadcast and listen to the replay. I keep telling you, sometimes in order for God to bless you like he want to show up, he got to move something up out of your life before he drop it on you. When they go out your life, when he pushes them out of your life, boom, there it is, just like that. Boom, there it is, just like that. You'll begin to see the manifestations of the things that God promised you, or even the things that he said, I owe you one. This is on me. Glory to God. See, I'm excited over here. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited. Amen. Let us go to the paperback Bible. If you have your Bible, excuse me, turn with me to Matthew. Hallelujah. Chapter 6. Amen. Beginning at verse 1. And it reads, take heed that ye do not your alms, A-L-M-S, I always talk about the alms, before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. And for those of you who are reading with me, following along in your Bibles, you know that in the red means what? You got it. You know, y'all Bible scholars, you know what red means. Take heed that you do not your alms before men. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Verse 2, therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. Verse 3, but when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Right? We're going to stop right there. Glory to God. We're going to stop right there. Y'all, excuse me for the interruption. I bind every form of interruption, every form of distraction right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I take full authority over these airwaves right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen. Be careful, be especially careful when you are trying to be good so that you don't make a performance out of it. Y'all hear me? And I'm going to tell you why I say that. Because some of you, when you're doing your own, you know, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all all on TV, publicized, feeding the poor people in Africa. Oh, yes, I said it. And some of us have sent money there. Come on, through these little organizations. You feeding, you doing stuff at the Ronald McDonald House, and always show. Why we got to show the poor people in Africa? There's poor people in your state. Come on here. Go show the white people. Oh, y'all, I'm not being racist. I'm just saying. I'm sick of always seeing the Africans on TV. Go over there in Mexico. Show all them people that are living in the trenches. They're sitting out there trying to feed. They got businesses and they full of disease. Sitting out there trying to get across the border. Show that, right? All right. And then go show. You got plenty of white people that are poor, underprivileged, listen, they are in worse shape than some of the African Americans here in the States. You got all kinds of races. The Bible said the poor will be with us always. But why, when you want to do something big, you want us to sow into all these major, and I'm not trying to judge nobody, I'm not trying to sum anybody up, but I say what I say, and I mean what I say. You have large white evangelical television evangelical preachers are always showing the black people that they're helping. Well, let me see some of the white folks y'all helping, because you got some white poor people too, okay? I said it. You have white people, poor people. You have poor Haitians. You got poor Jamaicans. You got poor Filipinos. You got poor all around the globe. There's poor people, right? In every nation and every country and every state. Now that hits everybody, all right? And so, but when they go to do their alms, they got it on television, and then you only see the little poor black children get with the bugs flying all around their heads. Listen, show us some up-to-date pictures, because I want you to know that in most of these African, these places that they're showing, they're not as bad off as they used to be. And one thing about Africa, Africa is a rich country, but we don't know it as much as we should, and they don't either, because some of the white people that went over there and have dug up in their land, in their grounds, and got the diamonds, the jewels up out of it, and they're making money off of those poor countries, all right? So let's know some stuff before you keep showing me those same old pictures that they've been showing on TV since I was a child, and I'm over 55, almost 60. Come on here. So show me something else, right? I'm sick of them pictures. They ought to take them off the circuit or whatever they got going on at these stations. Take them out of circulation. I want to see something new. Because, but yeah, they're still poor countries. Yes, they're going to always be. You can go right there in California and find some poor places. Right? Right? Amen. You can go right there in Washington, D.C. You can go right there where our capital is. Not our capital. Where it is the state capital. Amen. Well, you have your own state capital, but it is where you know. So we can go right there and find people right around the corner, under the bridge or under the something there, and people are sick and dying and or whatever. So stop making. I'm sick of looking at those. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm just speaking for me. This is my voice. This is my show. So I'm speaking for me. I can't speak for you. You know, when you get tired of seeing it, you will voice your opinion as well. All right. So, but when you do your arms. I even have a problem with this. When we go out to minister, I don't mind taking a picture with somebody because sometimes they want you to take a picture with it. They really do. They'll be asking you, and you'll be saying, no, this is, well, are you ashamed of me? So, you don't mind taking a picture with them, whatever. But then there are times when I think that some things that should not be displayed, but I do understand that when you are organizations and nonprofits and stuff like that, in order to get help and assistance to help others, they want you to show what you're doing. But even with that, sometimes we see them showing the kids, but you don't show them, but you see some of them where they where they're feeding the kids, and you see some of them there, they're only there when it's time to show the child. They're not letting the kids love on them or lay on them. They're not getting that close to ministry, okay? So I don't want to see that fake stuff. I want to see actual real ministry. Go down there, show me you loving on them kids, hugging on them. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to see. You know, I'm just saying that's real ministry to me. But anyway, the Bible. So don't be, be careful when you trying to be good and you're trying to make a performance out of it. Because I think that some of that stuff is a performance. We're going to call it for what it is. It may be good theater. But the God who made you won't be applauding. The God who made me won't be applauding. The God who made us won't be applauding. He's not going to applaud that mess. They might as well keep it to themselves because they already, the Bible said, they got their reward. When you do something for someone else, don't call attention to yourself. When you do something for someone else, don't call attention to yourself. All right? My organization, we give toys for tithes. So it's public so that the people can reach out to us who need toys. You may see our toys, but you won't see the people. You understand what I'm saying? You may see us with our toys because the sponsors have to see that, but you won't see us putting the camera in their face getting their toys, because people fall on hard times. All of us have fallen on hard times at one time in our lives, and if you haven't, God bless you. God, I praise God for that. But some of us have fallen on hard times. You know what I mean? And so, you know, you just don't want to be putting the camera in their face, you know, showing them, you know, that makes people feel, are they already feeling bad about certain things anyway? And so then you doing that, I just don't think that's good. All right? So we don't want to draw the attention to ourselves. You've seen them in action, I'm sure. Play actors. We've seen it all on TV. I call them treating prayer meeting and street corner alike as a stage, acting compassionate as long as someone is watching. Oh, Lord, have mercy. They just like when they bring in the little old presidents or whoever, or their wives, or the wives only come in, they sit in the car waiting to just come up to the child while they got giving the child food, and then you see the bugs flying around the child's head. Why would you want to show that? Why? Because it's already horrible enough. Why feed the child that if a darn bug is flying around? That's my intellect. That's what my mind is thinking. Why do that? And then you standing there, but you won't hug the child. You won't let oh, Lord Jesus, we too clean to go out there. We think we better than everybody else. Uh-huh. And we don't want to get our feet dirty. We don't want to get our hands dirty. We don't want to get our clothes dirty because we think we're better than. Lord Jesus. And so it does. That's not a good look. I don't like the way it looks. I don't like the way it feels. I don't like to look at it on TV because it turns my blood up. You hear me? I'm serious. And so, and then because I guess they're showing our children. Maybe that's another reason why. Right? So, as long as the people are watching, you're acting compassionate. As soon as they say, okay, cut, when they say cut the tape, then, baby, you washing your hands, throwing and acting, you too good. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me, God. And so you running back into the car. Look, you should have never got out of nowhere. We don't need you over there trying to help none of our people nowhere because God will provide for his own. Amen. He's sending missionaries over there that you don't even know. Missionaries are going in there doing the work behind the scenes. They ain't complaining. They ain't murmuring. All they asking is that churches, you know, help, you know, send in this, send in that for, you know, to make the place more, you know, cleaner water for them, you know, and the children, right? Amen. So playing to the crowd, they get applause, true, but that's all they get. When you help someone out, don't think about how it looks. Just do it quietly. And quietly. This is the way your God, our God, who conceived you in love, working behind the scene, helps you out. That's how he helps us out. When God does things for us, he ain't telling nobody when he thinks to do it. If we knew everything God was going to do for us, the day, the time, and the location, we would mess it up. That's why you don't know when he's going to bless you. But you know we know that he is. We are in hope. We have hope that he's going to bless us. We know that he's not a man that he should lie. And if he said it, he's going to make it good. Even if it's 20 years later, he's going to make it good because he said it. So you can't tell him when, how, or what, how to bless you. You can't tell him when to bless you. And you can't tell him what to bless you with. All you know is God's going to bless you. He's going to do it. Amen. Let us go to, verse 4. That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. When you do your alms in secret, then God rewards you when you do your alms in secret, he then will reward you openly. You ain't got to call nobody. You ain't got to go to Facebook and tell Facebook, I just sold a brand new Mercedes in Apostle Sylvia Hunter's life. Okay, well, you done already got your reward. I ain't even got to say thank you, but which I will because I'm just courteous just like that. But, you know, you done already got your reward because you looking for reward from man. You looking for all the attention to be drawn to you and not to him. Because had he not blessed you with it, you couldn't have blessed somebody else. Come on here. Talk back to me, church. Had he not blessed you, you wouldn't have been able to be a blessing, right? But you missed your blessing when you put it on Facebook trying to show off for the book, talking about what you blessed me with as if I couldn't get a Mercedes if I desire one. But listen now, I need one. If you want to give me one, I don't want to stop nobody. Come on, sow it if you want to. Glory to God. But I'm just saying, You know, we do things to draw attention to ourselves, and that's not the way God does a thing. Amen. If you do your alms in secret, you know that person hungry, and you put $50 in their hand, and you go and tell nobody about it. Don't you know God saw that? And don't you know God gonna reward you openly because you ain't utter a word? You didn't utter a word. Not one word did you utter. God is gonna reward you openly. I love them kind of blessings. Verse 5, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told y'all about them folks who pray. They can pray down heaven. They can call down the light, the moon, and the stars. And they you know, all right. Verse 6, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Amen. Glory to God. Verse 7, but when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathens do. Who do that? The heathen, right? For they think that they shall be heard from their much speaking. Verse 8, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. Oh, Lord, that's good. Now, listen, let's go back up. And when you come before God, don't turn that thing into a theatrical production either. All these people making a regular show out of their prayers, hoping for 15 minutes of fame. Do you think God's sitting in a box seat? Really? Do you think he's sitting in a box seat while you're praying repetitious prayers and trying to draw attention to yourself and trying to be a grandstand and an overnight success, and because you can pray a soul, you know how you write a love song and you got that love, you know, that poetic type prayer. You're praying poetics instead of praying to God about a situation and a circumstance and praying his word. So, you know, you want to be all deep and wonderful. Here's what I want you to know to do. Find a quiet, scheduled place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Some of you need to be in an intimate setting that you meet God every day around the same time, where you can go and have a conversation with him in secret, right? And then he'll reward you openly, right? Glory to God. So just be there as simple and honestly as you can manage. The focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense his grace. The world is so full of so-called prayer warriors who are prayer ignorant. Aren't y'all sick of these folks? Oh, come on, prayer warriors. Y'all of God has been, Lord Jesus. Come on, intercessors, Lord Jesus. Well, if you're a prayer warrior, you ought to know how to war in prayer. But you on the mercy seat every day. Why are you on the mercy seat? What I mean by the mercy seat, you stay because you done sin falling every day. Come on, there are some days you need to stop falling. When you grow in your prayer life, you shouldn't be falling every day. And then you ought to know that when you fall, if you make a mistake, you need to repent quickly and get it right and keep it moving. You don't wallow in your sin or wallow in that pity or wallow in that mess. Get up and start over and do it right this time. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But we got so many prayer warriors. And they ain't praying nothing. So many prayer warriors, they not shifting nothing. So many prayer warriors, and ain't nobody getting healed, delivered, or set free. And then they get mad because you want to pray. Then they get mad because you tell them to meet you in prayer. Listen, my day begins in prayer, and it's going to end in prayer. And if you can't meet me in prayer, we are not the same. Glory to God. They are full of formulas and programs and advice, peddling techniques for getting what you want from God. They ain't nothing but peddlers. Some of them are not praying the word. They're manipulating the word to fit their own need. Mm-hmm, I said it. Glory to God. Don't fall for that nonsense. This is your father you're dealing with, and he knows better than you what you need. What a God like this, loving you, you can pray with very simply, right? So we're getting ready to go here. Father Jesus, help us on tonight. Verse 9, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Right? Glory to God. So, our Father in heaven, reveal who you are. Set the world right. Do us best as above, so below. Keep us alive with 3 square meals. Keep us forgiven with you and forgiving others. Keep us safe from ourselves and the devil. Why we say keep us safe from ourselves? Because sometimes you are the problem. Because sometimes, you know, you want him to save you from yourself. If the enemy is you, you want him to save you from yourself, right? You are in charge. You can do anything you want. You are ablaze in beauty. Yes, yes, yes. Glory to God. So when we pray this prayer, a lot of us, we're not, you know, it's simple, but do we live by it? Do we live by it? Do we forgive our debtors? Do we want them to forgive us, right? We want God to forgive our debts, but we don't want to forgive our debtors, right? Hallelujah. God don't lead you into temptation. You need your own self there, but you want him to get you out of it though, right? Right. Glory to God. We got to pray the word of God. So verse 14. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But verse 15, but if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. I'm going to stop at verse 18 for time's sake. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Listen, let me go back. In prayer, there is a connection between what God does and what you do. So when prayer, you pray to God, you pray his word, then you can see the hand of God move. But there's a connection between what God does and what you do. You can't get forgiveness from God, for instance, without also forgiving others. If you got somebody that did you wrong and they ask for forgiveness and you still choose not to forgive them, you can't pray God forgive you for what you done. You first got to forgive them for what they done to you and then go and ask God for forgiveness. Then if there are people who have done you wrong and they went to God, instead of going to God, instead of going to the person that you have wronged, and you to go straight to God and say, Lord, forgive me. I've wronged them. I want to bring an offering. The Lord said, pick up your offering. Kick it up off the, take the offering up off. Listen, pick it up from the altar. Go back. Go to the one you offended. Go to the one you lied on. Go to the one you're trying to scandalize their name and spreading rumors about them. Go to them first. Ask for forgiveness. Then come back and bring your offering and ask for forgiveness from me. How dare you bypass the person you done wronged? God said, no, you go to them first, and then me and you can have, we'll deal later. And then you know how the Bible talks about when you haven't forgiven a person or whatever, and they don't want to, you know, they still don't want to receive you or whatever, you're supposed to go get a mediator, bring someone in that can mediate this thing so y'all can get it right. And then if you don't kind of get it right then you bring them before the church, right? All right. So here's the thing. Most times nowadays, people don't want to be You know, I know the people in the church, they should not want to be holding on to grudges and stuff like that. So if you go to them in today's time, I want to believe that they would just say, okay, all is forgiven. Because that's what I do. All is forgiven. All is well. And keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? And all me, it depends on what it is. Girl, child, I've been forgetting you about that. What you talking about? Come on with something else. I was still your friend. I was still cool with you. So what, you know, I didn't show you that you wasn't forgiven. Why, you know, but, you know, some people have to get it off their conscience because God ain't going to let them sleep till they come get it right. Some people will not be blessed till they come back and ask you for forgiveness. Some people won't get the things that they're asking God for until they come back and get it right with you. Glory to God. So, if you refuse to do your part, you cut yourself off from God's part, right? When you practice some appetite denying discipline to better concentrate on God, don't make a production out of it either. It might turn you into a small-time celebrity, but it won't make you a saint. If you go into training inwardly, act normal outwardly, right? So if you go into fasting, fast. You ain't got to, you know, be changing or disfiguring your face, looking all sad, your countenance sad, looking all low. No. When you go, listen, you know, we try to tell, you know, when you're fasting, you know, there's different kinds of fast, and there are different kinds of things because, you know, like when the Jews fast, they don't bathe, they don't do their hair, they don't cut their hair, and they can't shave their face, they don't put on deodorant, they do no work, they don't do anything. All right, but then there's some people who, you know, when they fast, all right, wash your face, you know, so your skin can still look good and radiant, right? But you ain't got to put on no makeup. Do put something on your rusty lip. You don't have to look like you're fasting, it's all we're saying, right? It's all the Bible says. You don't have to disfigure your face, you know, to make people know that you're fasting. You know, and you ain't got to be smelling, you know, you ain't got to be putting all that perfume on. You ain't got to do all that. All that's overkill. Stop that. Just be you. You ain't got to be looking sad. You ought to be joyful. I know your flesh dying, but you don't still got to be. When you're in the presence of others and they offer you something to eat, you on the fast, say, oh, I'll catch you next time, not this time. You ain't got to say, no, child, because I'm fasting, girl. I'm on a fast. You ain't got to do all that. Glory to God. I said I was stopping at 18. Yeah, I did. All right. And so, so, again, don't make a production out of it. When you fast, don't make no production out of it. You ain't got to go around bragging about you fasting. Shampoo and comb your hair. Brush your teeth. Wash your face. God doesn't require attention getting devices. He won't overlook what you are doing. He'll reward you well. He'll reward you if you're doing it in secret. But everything you got to write on Facebook, I'll be fasting for a week, so don't nobody call me. Listen, all you got to do when people call you, refrain from answering the phone. Lord have mercy. You just refrain from answering the phone. We'll tell them next week. Don't worry about this week. You know what I mean? If you're not watching TV, just refrain from watching TV. People coming over, can you turn on? Why you ain't got the TV on? Oh, girl, I don't need that TV on. I'm busy doing other things. You ain't got to say, well, I'm fasting, child. That's why I ain't got the TV on. Y'all are drawing attention to yourself, and you get your reward when you do that. But if you do it in secret, God rewards you openly. Amen. I hope y'all have gotten something tonight out of when we pray and how to pray in simplicity. When we do our alms, how to not make a whole theater production of it, and always overdoing things, you know, and being hypocritical, being like the heathen, amen, praying these repetitious prayers, speaking, you know what I'm saying, and all that kind of stuff. We want to do things in the right way so that God, when we do our things in secret, we want God to reward us openly, amen. That is the word of the Lord for you on this week. Come on, Dr. Kim and Kim, let's open up these phone lines. So listen, when you come on the line, I want you to tell me your name, city, and state. Let me know where you're chiming in from. And if you have a prayer request, let me know. Amen. Good evening, caller. You are on the air with the apostle. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, caller. Come on. Good evening, Carly, on the air with the apostle. Y'all can't hear me out there? Are we having any technical difficulties? Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Can somebody text me and let me know what's going on, please? Somebody that's listening to me from behind, from on the other side of the broadcast. Can you hear me? Some of you have texted me and told me that you're on, but can you still hear me? What's going on? Are y'all speaking into the phone? What's going on? Can y'all not speak? Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Someone says, yes, they can hear me. You're speaking, and I'm not hearing you. Okay, so it must be on another end. Kimmy Kim, can we open up these phone lines, please? Well, you guys, I don't know what's going on. I know y'all are speaking. I see. Thank you. Let me know that you're trying to speak. I can't hear anybody. But can y'all hear me asking? I mean, obviously, you hear me. And some of you saying you're speaking, but I can't hear anything. So, but anyway, I thank you. Thank you guys that are texting me back and forth. Listen, you guys, I don't know what's going on. Amen. You know, we just have to do what we do. We love God. We're going to preach the truth. And you know, when you preach truth, you don't have no friends. People ain't going to really like you because they call you you're a trouble starter, troublemaker. And I want to set trouble everywhere I go as long as I'm telling the truth. Amen. I don't mind. Y'all, you know, I mean, I ain't trying to set up no trouble. It's on your end. It's not on my end, actually. It's on the broadcast end. It's not on my end because I can't control it. So I don't have control. It's, you know, I don't have control over that. Oh, but listen. You know, I don't know. Know what's going on. But listen, you know, y'all got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. And that's the time we're in. I'm not on mute.
It just said I'm muted. I don't know if you can hear me or not.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, y'all. I've been asked to release so y'all can be released. So don't y'all fault me now. Come on. Amen. Yeah. Let's go. Good evening, Colin. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hanna. This is Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi. Thank you for that blessed word on tonight. And I just thank the Lord for continuing to use you for his vessel. And then you release things to us. So may God, you know, may you be blessed back in Jesus' holy name.
Thank you. I received that, woman of God. Thank you for being kind and patient and tuning in with me every week and on this Jesus station. Amen. 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 So you be blessed on tonight. I speak that the joy of the Lord will be your strength and that God is enlarging you in every area of your life. So look for it. Look for the change.
Amen. Yes,
amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Love you.
God bless you. God, I accept.
Thank you.
Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. So y'all done went back out again? Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
That was just me letting you know, Apostle, and I can see and hear you, and I was going to hear me.
Oh, I can hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I'm going back to mute then.
But I can't hear nobody else. Amen. So I'll just talk to you. What did you get out of what did you get out of the lesson on tonight?
Apostle Hannah, I got on admit when we do pray or when we do things for others, we do not broadcast what we tend to do. We do not put them on blast because, you know, we will not want nobody to put us on blast if they were doing anything for us. So yes, we're supposed to do things like you said, never let your right hand know what your left hand doing. I think I said it right. If I didn't, but I got that out. And I always, you know, when you do something for somebody else, don't broadcast it, you know, because the Lord, you know, he will reward us, you know, when we doing things in secret. We ain't got time to get on the phone or on Facebook telling everybody, hey, I'm finna get out here and feed all these homeless people. I'm finna take somebody to Walmart, buy them some clothes. I need y'all to come and see, bear witness to what I'm doing. We don't have to do that because that's not of God when we're doing it. We do not want to be a hypocrite, you know, when we're doing things. We want to do it out in the love of Jesus. So I got right. A whole lot by this year. Yes.
Well, let me ask you something. I know I see a lot of things on Facebook, but I know how people say, well, I'm in the store and I'm getting ready to feed family, you know, and then the people are trying to call them to see if they're going to feed them, but they, you know, their phone is off. But how you feeding families and your phone off?
You can't be.
What you should have done was not put that on Facebook while you shopping for family.
Right.
This is what I would do.
Right.
Now, this is just me. With things we got coming up for the communities and for the children and things like that, I said, okay,
right.
We don't mind. When you want donations, okay, listen, we need donations because we want to help do this in the community. We want to help do this, and you know, for the children. But when it manifests, you don't see us, this is the money that we use, that we got on such
right.
and such a date to give each. No, we just going to do half the service. You'll see everything
right.
we have, but you're not going to see. You know, I just don't know. I don't get it.
Right.
I do get it and I don't get it. But all I'm going
right.
to say is keep our little black children off of that, being
right.
the poster kid for every
right.
white person that wanted people to see that they're doing their alms. That's not no alms. That's just a handout. Because all that money,
right.
if those people in Africa was getting all of that money that those folks raised for them, mm-hmm. millions of dollars, then
right.
those people, those places would have adequate enough water. Those people would have, they would not be living in huts. They would be living in
yeah,
homes.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
totally,
you know, and with air conditioner and right,
right.
and heat and the heating and air, whatever. We would bring those dilapidated places up to the way that they can live right now, you know. And
right.
so that's just all for game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of theatrics in the Church
mm-hmm.
of God. We got too much theatrics. Y'all got to come out the black. Y'all in these old dark hole in the walls, all blacked out. That ain't what
mm-hmm.
ain't nothing going. Listen, if it's dark like that, I don't want to be in it because it make me some might pop off. I need y'all to see what's going on in the house of God.
Amen.
I don't like
yeah.
all that blackness. I think that's what, now I'm saying because I didn't go to the club, but I'm thinking that those are club-like scenes that I've heard people say mm-hmm. that how the clubs are in them, they're jet black and stuff like this, you know,
right.
or they're just
yeah.
so, there's just a little, you're just not that much light, right? And the only
right.
lit areas
right.
are the bathrooms and the kitchens. So in,
right.
in the club, so if that's the case, then why do we want our churches to be dark? What are we trying to prove? Now, are we going to a theatric or show? Now, if you're putting on a show, then we understand. Glory
right.
to God. I know y'all going to get mad. Y'all don't like the way I talk, but
right.
it's all good. Well, listen,
yes.
I thank you for letting me interview you, Minister Emma from Brookhaven,
yes, ma'am.
Mississippi.
Yes, ma'am.
I thank you for letting me interview you on tonight. I don't know what's going on, but listen, we bless God
thank
for this
you.
Timing right now. So listen, you guys, I need y'all to meet me next week at the same Jesus time, same Jesus station, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time on next Tuesday evening. Y'all show
Amen.
Up. Not only that, bring people. If each one of
Amen.
You that are listening to me tonight will bring five different people on five different lines, we need the lines to show up and light up.
Amen.
You bring five different people on the line. When I, before I go on, I'm going to say, I'm going to ask them over there in production. Listen, I need y'all to tell me how many people online, and if they text back to me a certain number, then, baby, we're going to prophesy the whole hour. Y'all hear what I just said?
Yes, hallelujah.
But y'all got to do your part. If you do your – well, hey there, Minister Kendra.
Hello, hello. I was talking to you earlier. Good evening. Good evening. Apostle Buckus.
I just heard your voice.
Brookhaven. Mississippi campus.
Amen.
I appreciate that word. Amen.
Amen. I just heard your voice. Amen. But listen, y'all meet me. Bring five people. They need to light up the lines. That means they need to call in themselves, not three-way hookups, because if you're hooking them up, then it won't get credit but for one call. But if you let them call in, I'm telling you, we're going to prophesy for the whole hour, maybe hour and 30 minutes, if y'all do it right, okay? So that means we want a mass majority. We want more than, at least more than 50 people on the line.
Amen. Yes.
All right? We already close to it, so let's do it. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we want to have 50 households on the line on next Tuesday night. And when I ask her, so that means they need to be on time. They need to be dialed in no later than 6 o'clock or 5:59.
Amen.
So she can go ahead and can check the numbers. And if that's what we have, we going on with it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So I thank you guys for tuning in with me every week. Listen, Dr. Kimmy Kim, it has been real. I'm out of here. Shalom.
Shalom.
This is what got us in trouble right here.